This is Busch und Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Busch und Richie machen Deutschland.
Busch and Richie do Germany.
Wednesday afternoon's no repeat guarantee. It's home time with Busch and Richie on Absolute Radio, heading off to the continent tomorrow thanks to Tesco Mobile, where there's no EU roaming fees this summer. We are heading via Amsterdam and Brussels to Dortmund, where on Saturday we'll be hosting a big kickabout in Westfalen Park with only jumpers for goalposts, as we're very excited to celebrate football.
Now, obviously we've been talking a lot about football. We've been learning a lot about Germany this week. We had my Uncle Mike on the show from Hamburg yesterday. But I think there's one part of German life that we haven't properly dealt with yet, and we want to spend quite a bit of time on it today on Home Time, because it's very, very important. It is a big part of German and German culture, and that's sausages. So what we're going to do, if you do care to join us on this, we're going to do a thing called Sausage Chat. We're going to do at least an hour of sausage-based stories or intel.
At least an hour.
We'll see how this goes. We're on till 7. But like, if you've got an amazing story about sausages, a fact about sausages, something sausage-based has happened to you, we want to hear about it on the show this evening.
Now, as you will probably know, the linguists amongst you, Wurst is German or Austrian for sausage. And personally speaking, to add to Sausage Hour, I feel ashamed because during my entire first year of university, I lived on microwavable sausages.
Is that a thing? Can sausages be microwaved?
Yes.
Wow, what, frozen ones? Or were they just like...
No, you got them out of the chiller cabinets, and I think they were about two minutes each. Wow. They were like little chipolatas.
That's like something you'd survive on if you were in like the Mir space station or something.
I've survived 47 years, but it really, that was a bad year of my life.
My sausage-based thing I'd like to throw in the mix here is that, and I think she still does it, but my mum, who's quite old school, if she's doing food or making mince or making sausages, she'll just eat sausage meat.
Oh.
Raw. You know, there's that thing from people of a certain era who just eat stuff raw.
Did not expect that.
Oh, man, that's a good phoner for another point in the future, what do you eat raw? But we'll come back to that. So, there you go. Kerry's just tweeted now saying, guys, I was cooking sausages and mash a year ago for me and my dad. I had them under the grill and the fat in them caught fire. Flames coming out the top of the grill, and needless to say, now I know why they're called bangers.
A spectacular start to Sausage Chat on Home Time.
Now, Adrian says, sausages would be my last meal if I was on death row. I love them so much. And then hi to Philip, who's got in touch to say and let us know that he had chorizo sausage rolls for M&S for lunch a bit earlier on today. Brilliant.
Benzo says, I went to an Altrincham versus Gateshead match two seasons ago. Someone threw a hot dog into the penalty box. The sausage became separated from the bun. A steward retrieved the bun, but the sausage remained on the field of play.
I love that. I could hear the grain chill as that happened. Send Cake Films has tweeted us to say, do you know the fear of sausages is called Laukanikophobia, and chotdonkophobia is the fear of hot dogs. What a nightmare to have either of those conditions.
Yes.
Let's speak to someone who's got what we believe to be quite a sausage talent. It's Tony. Tony, speak to us. Take it away.
So, basically, many, many years ago when I was a chef, I discovered that I don't have a gag reflex simply by swallowing a bratwurst whole.
Tony, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you discover accidentally that you don't have a gag reflex? How does that kind of come into your mind?
Someone dared me, they were like, oh, but you can't swallow it. And I was like, I literally popped it in and then it just went down and I was like, oh my God. And my workmates never looked at me the same since.
I've always thought that kitchens were a very disciplined place, hygiene, all that kind of stuff. Is that the kind of hijinks and japes that goes on in a standard kitchen?
Oh, there's way worse than that, man. Honestly, chefs, kitchens are some of the most entertaining places to work.
Now, Tony, if we can imagine what it looks like when you do this trick, and it does look like someone that might be in Jerry Cottle Circus or something, are you like hands aside, chin to the sky, sword swallowing, or what's your technique?
No, just literally, tilt your chin up slightly and bang, down it goes.
Hocteur.
It's pretty straightforward.
Possibly.
Not quite hocteur, but yeah.
Do we have to say at this point this is not something to necessarily try regularly at home? I think so, probably.
Don't turn out like Tony.
I wouldn't try it myself. Not again.
And this one here is incredible. Bush and Ritchie, I used to make sausages in Bowyer's in Trowbridge during my student days. I was a filler girl in the sausage house.
Oh, wow.
And I moved to Trowbridge as a kid, and my dad used to work at Bowyer's too.
Small world.
He was doing all the computers for the sausage machines.
Computers in sausages? Who'd have thought sausages were computerised?
Well, this is it. You know, them machines don't just move themselves. No. It's a programme that does that. And it was Nigel Watt done it. Emma and Andy say we're on our way back to our tent in Gloucester after spending the day at Diddley Squat Farm.
Oh, jealous.
We bought pork and lager sausages for our barbecue we're going to have later on.
Very, very jealous.
Is that the Clarkson
thing? That is Clarkson's farm, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Let's know how the sausages are.
Angela, your sausage story, please.
I was in Bulgaria. Must have been about 15 years ago now with my kids. The youngest one was in a buggy. He was 2.5. And we'd all just bought hot dogs. And I was pushing his buggy. And the curbs in other countries are not like here, are they? And I kicked down the curb while pushing his buggy. Their hot dogs there are in like a French stick. So they push the sausage in the top of it rather than test it like we do.
Right, cool.
And it's got, I put all like sauce and mustard on it. So as I tripped, my hand squeezed the hot dog. The sausage flew out and hit a German man on his shirt. Oh my God. The sauce and the mustard was dripping all over him. I couldn't stop laughing, but I was so embarrassed. He wasn't impressed. And I had to send the boys over to give him some baby wipes. And then I sort of had to show him what I did then. And he was sort of, he wasn't too bad then. He wasn't in the mood with me or anything then, but.
So essentially, you almost like bazooka'd out a hot dog whilst in Bulgaria, tripping over a curb.
Yeah.
Angela, do you think you could do it again if you were ever given the chance to, or was it a complete one-off?
Oh my God. Knowing me, I'll do it again.
Well, what a finale to our trip to Germany.
Yes.
Monday show, Angela repeats that feat out in the car park out the back here.
Projectile sausage.
Nick says on email, pub skills night, myself and other team members took it in turns to place sausages in Fat Pete's work belt. What a night that must have been. I wonder how many they got in there.
Now, Martin is hanging on with some further and incredible sausage intel. That's what our producer tells us anyway. Martin, what can you share with us?
Yeah, just regarding the sausages, you're talking obviously about going to Germany next week, and I thought about the Volkswagen Genuine sausages with their own part number.
Back up a second there, mine. Volkswagen, the car company, they do sausages as well?
Yeah, they do, yeah. That's right.
Mine, are you sure about this? I've owned a Volkswagen Bora, a Volkswagen Polo, and a Volkswagen Golf, and I've never seen them sell sausages in the showroom.
Well, actually, what to do is jump on Google and Google it, and you'll see the part number. And a little story about it, where there are 30 devoted sausage makers making them every day.
Do they make sausages and then kind of strayed into the car market, or were they doing cars and thought, this is easy, let's do sausages too?
I'm not too sure, actually. I don't know what came first.
My word. He's right.
Yeah. Is he?
For over 45 years, Volkswagen has been producing one of the finest German Frankfurters. In fact, their currywurst is so popular that VW now sells more sausages than cars.
That is incredible.
There you go. So that's a wee one for you then. Okay.
We'll love you and leave you. We'll leave you with that. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Martin. Volkswagen Currywurst, a brand of sausage made since 1973 in their Wolfsburg plant. And yes, in recent years, they produce more sausages than cars.
OK, well, I went down there the other day after I put my Volkswagen in for a service and they didn't realise I turned up. So I think they should maybe concentrate a bit more on the cars and forget about the sausages. What about that? So, look, Jay Lawrence is covering the show tomorrow as we head to Germany. I feel like it'd be remiss of us not to try and get the listeners to tell Jay about a thing he should be doing, even though it's made up.
Yes.
So we need to make up with a thing that... Can you text Jay tomorrow and say, isn't it around this time that the boys do Lucky Knees? A competition called Lucky Knees or Smell the Glove? Don't Bush and Richie do Smell the Glove about now? Jay, shouldn't you be doing it?
That's it, Smell the Glove. Where do we keep the glove? Tell them where we keep the glove.
Text him along the lines of, Jay, you need to get the glove sorted out because the lads always do Smell the Glove around about this time. Or Lucky Knees. You decide.
Busch und Richie machen Deutschland. Das ist fantastisch, genau.
Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Wednesday evening, it's Busch and Richie with Home Time.
It's the bit of the show you've all been looking forward to. We mentioned earlier on that we're dedicating an hour earlier of the show to sausages and all things sausage-based ahead of our trip to Germany, which we're going to be heading off there tomorrow, which is an amazing thing. And we did promise you that we would actually order some sausages into the studio to celebrate this and then try some stuff out ahead of the big trip over to Germany. And we are surrounded by a collection of different sausages in different packs here, which is an interesting situation. So what have you ordered off the menu then, Richie?
Currywurst mit Pommes, which is currywurst, curry sausage with chips.
Does it look good?
It does. Chips and curry sauce. I can't wait to tuck in.
We've got a foot long here, and that is just incredibly long sausage. I don't know how long the sausage would be before you think I'm going to split that into two, because this is an incredibly long sausage, this thing.
Well, it's a foot.
Yeah, it is a foot.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I'm just blown away by it.
I know, you are speechless.
That's a foot long.
I've also ordered a pork knuckle.
Oh, really? That's a bit of a curveball, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually looks like a massive ball, to be quite frank. It's huge.
Hopefully this is not putting you off your tea at home whilst you're listening. And then another one off the menu I've ordered here is cheese sausage. And, you know, we've said this before, Germans have got great names for stuff. This is called a Kaisenkreiner. Kaisenkreiner.
And then finally, geschmorte Schweinshaxer auf Sauerkraut. It looks like these... would you say it's these potato dumplings come with some gravy?
Producer Nick's shaking his head. He said it's not them.
What are these mysterious things? We've got two balls that arrived. I don't even know what they are. So what are these?
This is one of those things. You know, you get a takeaway as a family and then no one can remember what they've actually ordered.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happens.
Well, all right, two mysterious German balls.
You can't ask for any more than that. We're not going to put you through the ordeal of hearing me and him eat sausages live on the radio. We're going to put some songs on and we'll tell you what we think next.
German food is a revelation. It's a revelation.
Maybe we need to move to Germany.
Well, I think we might just never come back.
Well, and it's the land of, you know, plentiful sausages. We've had sauerkraut there as well. I haven't really had sauerkraut before. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Hey, they had me at pork knuckle.
You love that pork knuckle, didn't you?
Wow.
We tried those balls. Not too sure what they were, but that was fine. and the footlong lived up to its billing, that's for sure.
We head to Germany tomorrow. And even if the Euros, for example, got cancelled overnight, we're going to be so happy out there because we're eating German food.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Tomorrow evening, Jay Lawrence is going to be looking after you lot just for one night whilst we make our way to Amsterdam and Brussels, respectively, to start our journey across Europe to try and get to Dortmund. Thanks to Tesco Mobile. They're helping us get there for our big kickabout this Saturday, 4 o'clock. A reminder in Westfalen Park. We're just taking two jumpers for goalposts and we're going to have a big kickabout. About 4 p.m. I can't make that clear. 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
Consider this: we're flyering in many ways here. Imagine us walking around handing out flyers. If you've got anyone you know that lives in Germany or in the Dortmund area, let them know about it. Because I'm worried, right? What happens if no one turns up?
I know.
Imagine that's me and you there. We've got all jumpers for goalposts. We've got the ball, but literally no one turns up. I remember it was about a year or so ago. I did a terrible DJing gig in Great Yarmouth, and literally two people came.
Don't.
And it was awful. It was absolutely awful, and it stayed with me. It's like this spectre that haunts me. And I worry, what if we go all the way there and no one turns up?
See, I want to ask you about that specifically, but every question I ask you about the Great Yarmouth gig is basically the same question about Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So when just two people turned up, I guess you've still got to play for those two people, haven't you?
You're committed. I think I did 3 hours in front of two people.
So,
it's so bad.
That's the situation. If we're in the midst of this park Saturday afternoon, two people just walking a dog or something or other, just got to play football with them.
We just got to play football with them. Let's not let Dortmund turn into another Great Yarmouth.
No, please no.
Don't turn it into another Great Yarmouth. So
I don't know whether I should ask this question because it's probably not the right vibes ahead of our concerns. But if you have ever run or hosted something where pretty much no one's turned up. It'd be great to share it with us now.
Have you had a great Yarmouth? That's what we're saying.
Have you had a great Yarmouth? Now's the time. Come forth, scare us.
Build it and they will come.
Was good, though. That's what we should major on.
Exactly. I mean, it would just be me v you. We're just taking really long shots, kicking it over the goal and having to go into the woods to get it back again. Here's a positive message from Ollie.
Good.
He says, during the Rugby World Cup last year, a YouTuber I followed did touch rugby in a local park and had loads of people turn up. You just got to have a wider audience, he says, or use a sandwich board advertising in the park.
Let's pack some sandwich boards tomorrow.
Golf sale this way.
Mel, what happened?
Yeah, I was working for British Aerospace years ago, and I bought my first flat. I was 22, and invited loads of people from work for a moving in party. Bought all the food, bought all the drinks, set the tables up and everything, and I sat there. Nobody came, and I thought, well, it's 7 o'clock. I said 7 o'clock, 7:30, and literally nobody turned up.
Oh, mate.
And it got to about 8 o'clock, 8:30, and there was a block of flats, four of us, and my neighbour turned up, and he came and he goes, how's the party? And I said, this is it. It was just me sitting there with all the food and that, and he went, and I worked with him as well, and he went, mate, I feel really guilty. So he went and got his wife and came downstairs, and there was three of us sitting there drinking, having a few beers and eating the food. So that was it.
So there's a happy ending story. There's the positive in your mind now, because at least your neighbour, and you got to know your neighbour a bit better, and his wife.
Yeah, and I didn't talk to my friends anymore, so I was all right.
Okay. I'm hoping you also no longer work with these people, Mel.
No, it's a long time. If I say I'm in my 60s and this happened when my 20s, yeah, a lot of them. They're probably on my Facebook, but that's about it. But,
so, Mel, have you ever had a house party around at your place ever again? Has that put you off for the rest of your life?
Probably not.
Good advice.
No, what are you doing Saturday afternoon? You can't make it out to Germany, can you?
Wrong shape ball for me.
Listen to this from Ian in Dunfermline. I used to play solo singer-songwriter gigs. I got a great venue in Edinburgh on a weeknight. Very exciting. Ooh. Could easily host around 300 people. What a result. It was well advertised too. Two people showed up.
Oh, no.
My wife and sister-in-law. So I just played some of my newer tunes because the sound engineer needed the practice and I was getting paid. Other than the barman, that was it. Then a couple looking really confused stumbled in. Turned out they were foreign tourists who mistakenly thought the venue was a restaurant. They left, even though I gave them a shout out from the stage. It was a personal low. Good luck in Germany.
Oh, so that email into us is supposed to help us in Germany. How?
It doesn't.
It doesn't at all. Thank you for that, for our little booster ahead of us getting on the Eurostar tomorrow. Cheers, mate.
10 weeks.
That's right, we want to send you to some brilliant gigs and festivals over the summer. This week on Home Time, we want to send you to see an amazing double-header gig, Suede and the Manic Street Preachers in Leeds, July 13th, as we unleash our Home Time House Umpar band, and they do another cover version of a song that you would hear on this radio station. You just got to guess what it is. Borders on mariachi. Isn't it? There's a fine line between umpire and mariachi.
They say they're umpire, but I agree with you.
I'm seeing big hats and oversized guitars.
Holly found it particularly interesting, and she is our contestant tonight. How are you, Holly?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Holly, tell us what you've been doing then with your Wednesday. What's been going on then?
Mainly housework and looking after the little ones, so not too exciting.
Is there one bit of housework that you hate more than any other thing, one task?
Oh, my God, clothes.
Clothes, what do you mean, like folding or putting out for what?
Washing, like, all of it, the whole thing.
My other half, Katie, says that I'm the world's worst putting out wet washing for drying person in the whole United Kingdom.
Now, this is where you and I would work well as a partnership because, well, we do on air. I run the clothing in our household.
Oh, you're the laundry guy,
I
right?
I am the laundry guy, yeah.
Would you be able to help Holly out? Because she clearly hates
for
it.
For a fee.
Holly, you involved up for this? £5 a week, Richie, to sort the washing out for you?
It's tempting.
Well, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
First of all, who did you think was being played by the Umpa Band?
So I thought Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Let's have a listen.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Holly. You are off to see the Mannix and Suede.
Thank you so much.
Your Wednesday gets better and better. Who are you going to take with you to the gig?
My mum, definitely. She's my music inspiration. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she'll
lovely.
Be so excited.
Has your mum got a proper mum's name?
Roseanne.
Cracking mum name, so that's Roseanne.
This could only be a mum.
I hope you and Roseanne have an amazing time.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
One thing we haven't mentioned, actually, and they've just dropped these in at the very last minute, is that they've put our faces on a photo on the front of the suitcases they've given us. Can you imagine just take it? I've got to take that back on the tube now, ahead of getting to the Eurostar tomorrow morning. Me and you on it look like stage magicians. We're going to look like we're at a magic convention.
Oh, you might see us on our travels tomorrow. You're heading to Amsterdam. I'm heading to Brussels. That's where our journeys start as we try and make our way to Dortmund on Saturday.
And make sure you join Jay Lawrence tomorrow from 4 for Lucky Knees and Smell the Glove.